Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
And you know this! And you know
man.
This!
Man!
Real talk! This is your boy, J-Dawg, coming to you live on Ready to Do That Radio, the urban experience like never before. Getting ready to take you on a ride on the wild side. And ladies and gentlemen, yo, this is definitely a ride you will not forget. Real talk, you got your boy, J-Dawg, yo hoax, holding it down, letting everybody know what's up, what's happening, what's good. You got your girl, B-Dub, that's going to be checking in, you know, doing her thing. You got your girl, Beanie Weenie, out there in the club. She's holding it down on my nigga, T-Street, keeping it Trizelle. Always, all day, every day. You already know what it is. Now, I'm going to send this one out to all my T.I. fans, all my fans in general of the show, Where They Do That Radio, because it's all about the local artists that are spitting the flame to the national artists that are changing the game. Real talk, you already know what it is. Keep in mind that without y'all, it would not be no us. So as long as you guys keep doing what y'all do, we ain't going nowhere. Real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. I'm going to let my man T.I. get it right, get it up, then let everybody know what up and what's happening. Holla at your boy!
Hey, what's happening?
What it is,
are
y'all?
Sit
in here, see the half, what it do? Hey, Church Street, South Grand, San Jose,
bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Hey.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Yeah.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Hey.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
VIP coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, what that mean? Most players in the state wanna beat my knee. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hit.
What up? What's happening? Are you hater? Can't get at me.
Church Street, the first with the work, but we can get it to commercial if you need some assertion. Hey, what I care about who you asking saying they ain't heard of me? I'm certified, certainly, them videos ain't hurting me. I see a ride with the window rolled down all around that A-town like it's in the cold town. If it was ever any questions, niggas finna know now. Retire my throne or surrender no crown.
Niggas could only see pussy is dope, they both on the street, middleman getting paid, both meet. Put her on the track, make her work those feet. Stay in her ear, bring it home to me. Checking hoes and tricking tricks, it's home to me. Pimping on wax is more than a song to me.
It's just in here, let me make that clear. Where I live in the chick here. Where I live in a chick here. Where I live in a chick here. It's pimping here, let me make that clear. Where I live in a chick here. Where I live in a chick here. Where I live in a chick here.
These young G's doing what they do, representing it to the fullest on where they do that at radio. Man, like I said before, man, you talking about a ride on the wild side, man. We got one show, one crazy, one hilarious, one great show lined up for you tonight. Real Talk is all about these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Real Talk, that's what's up. That is what's happening, and that is the business. You already know what it is. You can hit us up at 347-934-0318. Let us know what's happening. Let us know what's good. Real Talk, like I say before, man, is definitely going down in a major, major way. You already know what you got to do, but like I say before, it's about these young G's, these artists, representing it to the fullest on where they do that at radio. So we just want you to sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. I want you to check in also. So hit us up at 347-934-0318. Press 1 on the dial. J-Dawg, we'll put you on blast. You ain't got to worry about that. Next up in the back, we got that K&S rock star with that track called Hood Boy. Yo, West Coast definitely in the building, and you are tuned in live to where they do that at radio.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. God bless everyone who said I'd never make it out the hood. This song is for you. Come Fish Entertainment, baby. Yeah, for you. For all my hood. Girls, boys,
you said I'd never be because I come.
Oh.
know this. And you know
man.
This. You know
man.
This.
Real talk. This is your boy, J-Dog, giving it to you like only I can. Only like where they do that radio can, that is. Real talk. You already know what it is. You are locked into the urban experience like never before. And, yo, it's about to go down. Yo, B-Dub, are you there with me, man?
Yeah, J-Dog, I'm here. What's up, listeners? How y'all doing?
Okay. They checking in. They locked, caught, and ready to rock, man. You know how we do it in these 2 hours, man. It's all the way live, man. It's so much stuff popping off today. B-Dub, I'm just going to let you know this. I woke up this morning at 5:45 to hear in my ear, yo, what is up with my man Eddie, man?
I know, J-Dog. Ain't that crazy? We've been watching the development story all day. You know, I'm really at a loss for words, but let's just be clear. Like, Atlanta is considered the city that 90% of the males are gay. I mean, let's just go ahead and keep this. This is where they do that radio.
They got a lot of prejudice in the closet right here.
They do, but I'm not accusing the bishop of anything, though. What I'm trying to say is it's too many bitch niggas in one metropolitan area. That's the punchline.
Okay, that's real. Hey, real talk. Y'all hear the live when they do that video.
Saying that they want to take away what he cherishes the most. I mean, since when a bitch nigga got an opinion on... Oh, somebody's possessions or what they can carry. Nigga, I don't know, J-Dog.
I mean, I'm going to say this, you know. Now, before I make this comment, I want everybody. Now, look, this is J-Dog's opinion. So I just want everybody to understand. I got a lady side for all my folks that's in the age. You know what I'm saying? Because this woke me up this morning out of a dead coma to sleep. You know what I'm saying? It's like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the story as it develops. You know, they pop it off. They say, all right, boom, this is the business. You know what I'm saying? Bishop Eddie Long has been brought up on allegations about, you know, child molestation with the little boys. All right, first of all, that made my antenna stick up because I'm like, wait a minute. Not Eddie Long. Come on,
right.
Candy, you know. But then, you know, weird folks. I got real folks on the air. I got real G's on the air. So y'all finna hear what I'm finna say. All right, let's examine the facts. Okay, all right, somebody done accused, made an accusation. All right, well, if this been going on, why it ain't come forward now? That's the first logical thing, you think. Then, you know, as the day went on, I heard that at 5:45. Oh, try to go back to sleep. Of course, the news ain't gonna let you go to sleep. The news is just like, oh, You think that's something? Check this out. So they done brought up the allegations of one of the young men that made this statement. You know what I'm saying? Went all the way out to say some stuff like, you know what I'm saying, this was done a while back. This is the reason why I broke into his church, because I thought I was the only one. And now I'm like, wait a minute. This starting to sound like a soap opera now. You know, like, come on now. All right. Then by midday today, we hear that his wife already done filed for a divorce. All right, now that right there, B-Dub, I'm going to tell you that. Now, that kind of got to me. Now, you know why this got to me? This got to me because it's like, all right, if it's just allegations, why everybody trying to abandon ship? You know what I'm saying? First thing I learned in the Navy, man, they said, man, when rats leave a sinking ship, there's a hole in the motherfucking boat, rats finna get up out of there. His old lady A said, we're going to talk about it. We're going to discuss it. This broad already done filed paperwork.
Hold on a second. Who filed paperwork? His wife?
His wife is deuces.
She gone?
She's
gone. Wow. Now that's the part of the story that we didn't hear.
I'm telling you. I've been bombarded with this all day long. All I'm saying is, man, it's just, it's not a good look. For black folks, period, it's not a good look.
I had a concern for the whole black movement, you know, because that's a national, you know, everybody knows about New Birth. You know, Coretta Scott King's funeral was there. President Bush attended that service. So that's like a national
thing.
Exactly. And I was lost for words, but all I'm saying is this is J-Dog's opinion. All
right.
I'm going to say is this. When I first heard it, I didn't believe it. By the end of the day, I'm kind of like, stuff kind of look kind of suspect to me. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hey, I know we got some real fans out there. We got some listeners out there that definitely, you know, because the phone lines is blowing up. They lighting up like Christmas tree right about now. All I'm saying is I don't want y'all to get it twisted. I'm just saying I'm just like everybody else. I don't write this stuff. I just read it.
All I'm saying is
when it came to me, it didn't sound right at first. Now it's kind of got me sitting here like, yo, man, that's jacked up. But dang, yo, that's crazy. I mean, I ain't even know, Georgia, what is oral sodomy?
Oral sodomy?
Yeah, that's one of the charges.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I never heard of that.
Hey,
oral sodomy? I mean, it's just like a turned up blowjob or something.
Yo, BW crazy, but I'm just saying, a lot of questions. Yo,
oh, my gosh. I don't know.
I learned, they say you make it a point to try to learn something new every day, man.
Wow, I don't even think I want to know the definition of that.
You know what, living in the state, though, I kind of do because, man, yo, if they charge it with this, I want to know what the business is, man, because
you know what? I'm about to find out.
Somebody please find out. Call
them. I'm about to find out.
Real talk.
So I'll report on that shortly. I'm going to inform y'all on what oral sodomy is.
That's one of his charges, allegedly, man. And I'm just saying, it's just like a soap opera going bad, man.
Let me make the story even deeper. Two of the VSOR staff members attended the church, and they know some of the allegers personally.
Oh no!
So I've been over here hearing live, like background. I've been running background check all day. So that's another show, I guess, or something. Because man, look, it's deeper than rap, y'all.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, it said ain't so.
So that's why I could kind of say, like, it's been reported from people that personally know some of the alleges that the alleges, yeah, they are gay men. The alleges are.
Hey, all I'm saying is.
And from my run-in, most of the time, you know, gay people don't lie about who they done slept with.
Yeah. That's true.
That's just from me. That's my opinion. That's V-Dub's opinion. It's just an opinion.
We're not trying to offend no one in there.
And oral sodomy? Hold on.
I'm just saying. I don't know, man. Hey, that's what they charge you with, man.
Okay. Hey. So, hold on a second. So, sodomy, the word itself, is a term used in the law to describe the act of unnatural sex.
She said,
which, depending on jurisdiction, can consist of oral sex or anal sex or any non-genital to genital congress, whether heterosexual or homosexual or with human or animal. I don't know if we can get this used in a sentence or what.
All I'm saying is, it doesn't look good. It's not a good look. It's definitely not a good look. Man, oh, my God. Well, all I'm saying is this right here. Again, this is my opinion. Whether you're pitching or catching, it's still baseball. All I'm saying is it is what it is. I'm just trying to say, yo, wasn't Eddie one of the ones that was a main advocate against homosexuality?
They said he was a known homophobic. So,
hey. I don't know, man. We just We just need to pray for Eddie. That's all.
Exactly.
Just need to pray. You know, I'm going to take a call right quick. Yo.
Okay. Take a caller.
I got a caller right now.
The air is thick, and, you know, everybody's trying to keep an open mind.
I'm trying, but, man, my fickle brain can only handle so much, man. That's all I'm saying. Let me take a caller right quick. Yo, caller number one. Caller number one, you are live on Ready to Hear That Radio. Man,
what's
we got
going on,
James?
Yo,
what's going
on,
James?
It's Bishop Eddie.
What's
going on with Bishop Eddie, man? I just want to see if I can lay hands on you and pray for you.
Look here, bro.
And them allegations
right
ain't true.
They ain't true, man.
Them allegations is not true, brother.
Okay. We'll clear it up for us, Eddie. Tell us what's really going on, man.
I'm not gay. The ones that broke my church is.
Right.
God forgive me, man. No, what's going on, man? Nah, God forgive me. I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing.
Yeah, we know. That's funny, though.
Yo, you crazy as hell, man. Yo, real talk. I'm just saying, being from Atlanta yourself, man, and knowing what the business is, man, I just wanted to get your take on that and on that situation, man, because that's, like, crazy.
Man, I'm still shocked. In a way, I don't believe it, but, man, they keep finding more and more things. You turn on the news right now, man, it's something new every hour.
Exactly. Man, boy, look.
They
want to
believe it, man.
Man, they doing more investigation on Eddie Long than they did with O.J., man. He
that's
got more evidence
man,
than OJ had. That's just real talk, man. I'm sorry. Yo, it started with me at 5:45 this morning, and by lunchtime, they had me convinced. Because I'm sitting there like, yo, real talk. I'm going to say this. Yo, I, like I said before, I don't want to make anyone mad, but I got to say this. Personal experience. I probably can count on my hand, on my one hand, how many times I've attended the church. And my experience, this is just my experience. I packed up the family, we went to New Birth, and it just had an ambiance that was just, like, overwhelming. And what I mean by overwhelming is, like, you know how you go to a concert sometimes, and you know, have you ever been, like, give an example, you know, a lot of people when they go back in the day when Mike was doing the same, if you ever went to a Michael Jackson concert, you know, you see the footage of the big 6'2" nigga, 245 pounds, just falling out because Mike is in the building, you know what I'm saying? Just the euphoria gets to him. But I'm saying, I ain't saying Eddie had people falling out. What I'm saying is the ambiance was overwhelming. And I walked away from it with a sense that, okay, I don't think I want to go back. Reason why is because I don't think I was supposed to get that type of experience in church from the level
crazy.
That I got it. You know, so I'm just saying, you know, I wake up this morning and I hear this. First thing popped in my mind is like, dang, yo, I just thought this just happened in the Catholic Church. I didn't think this was, like, spilling over. You know, because like beat up said, everybody know where New Birth at. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no.
Yeah.
But then you listening to the stories. And all
right.
I'm saying is, man, I'm from the hood, too. Everybody don't be telling the same lie, man. That's all I'm saying. You know, you're going to hear lies, but you usually don't hear the same lie. You'll hear some other stuff. But these stories are a little too, they got a pattern, man. It's like, dude said he got took to one. I don't want to get into the graphic details. All I'm trying to say is that I learned a new word, which was oral sodomy. Struck me as like, wow, what the hell is this? But that's what they charged him with. Then second, it's about money. All right, now keep in mind, this is a soap opera gone bad. This is about money. You know what I'm saying? So pretty much everybody talked because somebody didn't get paid or somebody got paid a little bit more. I mean, I don't understand it. Was he a bad lover? I don't know. This is just thoughts that put in my head throughout the last 4 or 5 hours of the day. And, you know, and I just had to speak on it. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I just hope, I want Eddie to, you know, to make it right. You know, an attorney will tell you, you know, the most time, if you say anything, they're going to have a field day with you. But I think Eddie's going to have to say something.
Yeah, he is.
They said that there's a press conference scheduled for tomorrow.
And that's crazy, man. I know a lot of people in this congregation is kind of overwhelmed right now. You know, that's crazy. I know if it's true, he let a lot of members down. You know, it's like now, you know how the average person thinks about church, especially if they had a bad experience in church. They like, you know, a lot of people think, you know, it's all kind of stuff going on in churches today. You know what I'm saying? And that drives a lot of people away from wanting to go to church, you know, instead of looking past the man and looking for God. You see what I'm saying?
True.
So I know, man, that's just another thing, man, to stereotype the church, man.
Yeah, you're right. It's another way to stereotype church, but we just gotta get it together. Yo, V-Dub, I know you also have another, I don't want to say current event. I want to just say some news for the fans, something that you can just kind of put out there, man. We got everybody kind of crunk right about now, man.
Okay. So we're going to give Bishop a break and pray for him.
Yes.
And we're going to move on to another issue, you guys. And this issue is, what did we say we were going to call it, J-Dog?
Oh, my God.
Right now, the only word I can think of is the audacity. So let's just call it that. And I know you fellas don't really like to get into relationships and all that type of stuff, but in this case, let's just give some examples. And I was going to call names, but I decided not to or whatnot. But we have a situation, listeners, about a broad that is a complete nobody, and she just totally disrespected me on my phone, what was it, 2 days ago? And ever since the disrespect went on, she still, after I've been verbally annihilated this broad and everything, she spent all her middle of the night calling my phone after I told her not to.
Whoa.
She calling my phone behind the dude that allegedly don't want her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And yeah. What is that noise? A punchline noise? What is that noise? We keep hearing like a bong noise, like bong. Are you doing that?
Yeah, my bad. That's my computer.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, so basically what I decided to do, my company, V-Source Office of Marketing, we want to start a contest for my listeners that are artists. We want to hear... How many bars is like a freestyle? We want to hear 16 bars about broads that want to get their mind right, or need to get their mind right, I should say. If you done ever had a situation where a broad done totally disrespected you, and she's a nobody now, like a delirious, delusional nobody.
Yo. I missed a little bit of it, man. I think, man, I hope that delusional person ain't blowing up our lives, man. We got switchboard is going crazy.
Because I know everybody can relate. This broad totally lost her mind. You know, she calling me behind somebody that don't even want her. This broad ain't got no money, y'all. She got suspended from Public. Like, who really does that? How do you get suspended from Public? Really?
I
wonder what department this broad work in. She probably the janitor. they don't even want her to clean up.
Saying, yo, if she got that kind of free time, man, to be harassing folks, man, that just tells me a lot about just, you know, pretty much the business. Yo, Flawless, yo, Chiefo, man, yo, man. Just from a dude perspective, yo, you got to give my G's a dude perspective on this whole situation, man. Real talk.
Now, mind you, we talk about a complete nobody. I'm talking about she's a nothing. Zero. I don't even have time. The only reason I had let her be calling my phone for the dude that she hawking down is because she is a dude girl. We need for her to cut the check. So once the check wasn't getting cut, B-Dub is not involved. I'm like, okay, you don't need to call my phone to talk to nobody. Call his sister phone. Y'all handle that and work that out. So this is what the broad did. She called the sister phone. Mind you, the sister with me, too. We all homies. So I can verify that the girl did go ahead and follow the instructions. So she ain't totally delirious. She's choosing to be.
Okay.
So after my sister, she was like, I'm going to call her. I'm going to have him call you back. Or call him back. I'm on the phone. The bitch hangs up and calls my phone back. Like, she just can't follow directions.
Man,
I basically verbally, let me tell y'all listeners, I annihilated this broad verbally yesterday. I'm talking about for real. Hey, what's your number, sis? Let's get my sister on the line, J-Dawg, so she can tell y'all how I annihilated this broad. What's your number so he'll know how to get you? What's the last four? The last four, J-Dawg, is 5162. Get her on the line.
Okay.
No,
okay, I'm going to get her.
So she can tell you how I went through this, bro. Like, bitch, I mean, I'm sorry, listeners. Y'all know I don't even really cuss and stuff like that on the air.
Ignorant stuff is going to get under your nerves, and so we understand
it. And then they come with the Eddie Long stuff after 2 days of annihilating this bra verbally. And she can't get them into my feet. She was talking about she will call the police on me everything because I roasted her.
All right, you can get it. They call the police hold on. She called your phone.
Thank you. I knew somebody had
I'm gonna definitely let your sis definitely chime in and let her know what really going on. But
sis witnessed everything.
I know. Yo, C4, man, what's your take on that, man?
I'm talking about C4. Think about what we're talking about. Now, this bra is a nobody, Shawty. Nothing. She's nothing. Nothing.
I feel you, man. Niggas do the same way, though. Like, men do the same thing. I had something similar to that has happened to me before. You know, I'm talking to this broad was like, you know, I don't got nobody, this and that. So we kicking and chopping it up. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I get in Texas. Who is this nigga? Your number was in my girl phone. I want to know who this is. And they call him a phone. So, you know, and like 3 o'clock in the morning, if I'm knocked down, I ain't answering that phone. I'll holler at him when I wake up. So I got like 5-6 texts in my phone, like, nigga, you scared to wake up? Who is this? You been talking to my girl. I want to find out. I got to write the note. I called back. I'm like, man, listen here, homie. If you seen my number in your phone, chances are your girl gave me your number.
True.
You know, I mean, girl gave me her number. I'm like, how in the hell would I just look up your girl number on White Pages or some shit and just start calling? I'm like, you really that dumb?
I mean, the mentality
of people, man, you know?
It's a medical condition. Describe that, man.
I don't know, man. He's crazy, motherfuckers out here.
Yeah.
We all just need
to. We're going to get Eddie to pray for him. Man.
Yeah.
We get Eddie to pray for him, man. That's just what, yo. Real talk. Let me get sis on the line.
Sis annihilated it too. Man, it got to the point where we would just straight pick the phone up and sis spit a whole 16 bars freestyle on this broad. We ain't even had nothing else left to say. All you can do is just rap. That's how pathetic it was. She consistently kept playing for 2 days.
Oh, my God. Sis, we got you on the line. Can you hear me, man?
What's going on, man?
Man, I don't know. You know what? Real talk, man. That's some crazy stuff. I mean, it kind of sounds like either this person was like, she kind of sounds like she's like a stalker or something, man. Like, I don't know, man. That just doesn't strike me as normal behavior. I'm sorry. You know, They have documentaries on people that start out that way. Then they're cutting folks in bands and stuff after a while. I'm just saying, you know, That's how it starts. You know, you got to recognize the signs, man. You got to recognize the signs, man. It's a cry for help, I think. But, yo, sis, just break it down to us really what the business is with this bra, because, you know, she got my girl V-Dub hot. I'm just saying, yo, oh, Lord, that couldn't have been me, because who's me?
Exactly. Wow. just put it like this, man. It was a whole crazy scenario, first off. You know what I mean? I even asked politely, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, don't call to this phone, you know what I'm saying? You want to talk to the bruh, just, you know what I mean? Hit me up. I'll let you talk to that nigga. It's cool. She, I don't know. She called me. I told her, hey, look, I'm going to call you right back. I'm on the other line. I'm going to have him call you right back. She hang up and call to the phone. I'm like, oh, hell no. What's going on? Excuse my language, but, you know. So I call her from my phone. She's sending me to the voicemail now. I'm like, I'm leaving a little text message. Hey, what's up, man? I told her, I asked you not to call me to the phone. What's up, man? So all day long, she's just, like, playing on the phone, sending massive text messages, just calling private and hanging up and shit. So we in the grocery store, shit. Like, man, let me see the phone, man. I spent, like, 3 16s on the whole. Like, look, right. Like, it is what it is. It ain't even nothing to talk about. I'm just, shit, nigga, record this, nigga. How about that? It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Then I just got to a point, sis snapped on her, just killed her. I mean, just really made, insulted her intelligence to the fullest. I probably would have pulled out a dictionary, spitting words to her, she didn't even know. You know?
Exactly. Just running circles around this babbage broad. Man, who are you? If you calling me, I asked you not to call my phone, so now I'm going to rip you up. Let me tell y'all, I straight told this broad, she need to go change her drawers. She's still wearing Mondays and it's Tuesday, Charlotte. I just straight went in on that bad bra.
This is what I'm finna say, man. Yo, there's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? This is the deal, though. See, people.
And mind you, today Wednesday, J-Dog, and she spent all last night from about 11 o'clock. No, I'm going to say about what time I went to sleep? About maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, all the way to about 6, so I finally got a chance to get up and finally get the energy because we had been roasting her all day to turn my phone off. I had to turn it off.
You got it.
Because I was tired of roasting her. It got too easy.
Man.
And her mama. I think it was.
Oh, my
she
God.
She pretended
ran Mom Duke's a new asshole, too, man.
It is. You know what? This is a sad day for black people. This is just a sad day for black people. Black people have lost their mind. Yo, this is the deal. Yo, real talk. I'm speaking to all the Jesus on the line and all my females on the line. Yo, real talk. This is the business. You need to understand that there are a lot of lonely, crazy people out there. And sometimes these crazy, lonely people want attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all I'm saying is, you know, like, what they call it, sometimes people need an intervention. You know what I'm saying? You gotta kind of...
I said it,
you know,
didn't I, sis?
Yeah, you did. You told her that she needed some counseling, I think.
I'm going to tell you something. See, people, I'm just saying, from what you just described what happened, I know that if that was like me and my significant other, we wouldn't even been on the air tonight.
And look, let me tell you, you make it so bad, y'all. The dude she calling for, he was standing right there roasting her too, and she still didn't get enough.
Man, people are crazy. All I'm saying is, oh my God, people, please. If you are playing on the phone, sometimes that's the first moment you start dealing with adults on adult issues and those type of games being played. You know what I'm saying? And those type of games are being played, man. You got to be careful. Cause I'm just saying.
You would get demolished. You would get ran through.
You would get hurt. People, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man. Yo, I hope Shorty got a mind right. Maybe she was on something. You know, she ain't got a drug problem or nothing, do she?
And that's what makes it so bad. She is sober delirious.
Mm. Well, you know what? Maybe, baby. You know what? I think I got the remedy. Maybe this is what she needs. So she.
It was finna be an ass whooping. That was what finna be. I'm gonna tell y'all
hey,
now.
Hey,
she
looking. I couldn't find the keys.
I'm telling you,
I couldn't find the steam.
Look, she gonna accuse me and sis of trying to hoorah. Sis said, "Bitch, we been getting money all day. Ho, what you been doing?"
That's crazy, but, you know, that just goes to show you got a lot of people out there that just want attention. I mean, man, you know what? I think Smokey had the best remedy. This
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Nothing at all to do but call me the phone, baby. And get annihilated.
Man.
And lay down, and
everybody's saying we should be illegal. I don't think so. I think more people need to be on weed because you got a lot of crazy people that got too much idle time on their hand, man.
Yeah.
I am sitting here now. I'm sitting there like, you know what? Now I'm just gonna do some statistics. You know, we're gonna get into the rotation. I got a lot of folks that definitely want to comment.
That's what's up. Thank y'all for tuning in on that little bit. I appreciate y'all support out there. All 22 million fans. This hoe is a nobody.
She is a nobody. She's nobody. She's a maggot. She's a maggot. That's what we call them. We call them maggot hoes. You know what I mean?
Man.
That's what she is.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I'm gonna tell you, there's folks right now that just gotta realize that, you know what? This is why, ladies and gentlemen. They say no to drugs, say no to weed, this, that. Some people need something else because without that, they will go off the rocker and do stupid stuff like call your phone 50 million times for no reason because they got nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying? I know. I'm gonna tell you the difference between weed and alcohol. All right, alcohol is legal. But I know folks that get on alcohol and they can't control their anger. They go home and they beat the wife, the kids, and kick the dog. I ain't
right.
Nobody smoked no weed and done none of that.
Right.
They might come to your house and go to sleep, but they don't do all that rah rah stuff. On
That's
weed.
Right.
I'm sorry, man. Some people they need that extra edge. They need something to chill them out. It's too much, man. I mean, yo, it's a sad day for black folk, but, you know, we're going to turn around.
Yeah, it is.
You just need to think, hey, just tell her to have Eddie pray for her, man. That's just, you know. Eddie need to lay hands, man. That's
pretty much.
Man, yo. Yo, this is what we're going to do. We're going to jump to some rotation, take some more callers. Yo, real talk on where they do to that radio. It is going down. Now, like I said before, I didn't write this stuff. I'm just reading it, and all I'm saying is right about now.
And I'm just living it, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
just living it.
Hey, we just got to hold it down. Some, you know, everybody, they'll get it together in a minute, man.
Yeah, they will.
I'm pretty sure they will. They will. But this is how it's going to go. Matter of fact, I think my man Southpaw, the Moneymaker, got the right song for you right here, man. Let me load this up right here, man. Because pretty much this is what it kind of sounds like. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? He got a song called Haters on his friend list. And pretty much, this kind of sounds like a hater that was on a friend list that forgot what position she was on, what team she was playing for.
Thank you.
Now she realizes.
That's perfect.
You know, not really what the business is. But, yo, this song here by my man Southpaw, the Moneymaker, called Haters on my friend list, yo. Y'all call us up, 347-934-0318 on where they do that at radio.
You get me off your mind, nigga, get focused. I do this shit for real, for real to be noticed. It's like the homie Jay, okay. I'm a future mogul, I'm known out of town. You better leave it open, real niggas got my back. D.O.T. in front of me, don't motherfuck your little song. I got my phone calling, ain't nobody running me. And all my money legal, I'm 1,000 songs in. You can't let them hear a single.
They do to that radio is all about the urban experience, and it's all about these local artists that are doing their thing, holding it down on where they do that at radio. Real talk, man, real interesting first half of the show. All I'm saying is, man, yo, real talk, as black people, we got to turn it all around. I'm just saying, man, real talk. I just hope and pray, you know what I'm saying, that it ain't so. But, yo, between Eddie Long and, yo, my girl B-Dub, let me know what the business was with this stalker broad, man. I'm kind of lost for words right about now. Real talk, it is what it is. But, you know, on where they do to that radio, we're all about keeping it real. And we're all about letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. I mean, just letting you know what's pretty much the business and what's really going on and what's really happening, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't just here. It's going on everywhere. But at the same token, it's crazy. I mean, really it is. All I'm saying is sometimes you got to make fun and joke about things to keep from crying. Because, you know, it is what it is. But at the same token, you know, this is where the artists come in. Yo, they can take a situation and use the music to really reach folks in a way that we can't. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I'm just saying, real talk, I don't know. I just want them to get it together. That's all. Please get it together. Yo, hit me up, 347-934-0318. You know what I'm saying? Press 1 on the dial. J-Dawg, we'll put you on blast. You are tuned in live to where they do that at radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to the national artists that are changing the game. One line, one rhyme at a time. This next artist up the bat, yo, he made his debut a couple of weeks ago. Actually, made his debut. We ran this track last week. It's from my guy, Lucci.
Yo, the song is called Night Lights, Real Talk. You already know what it is. Hit us up. Let me know what you think. Holla at your boy.
Time for you and I to get acquainted. And I ain't up in this club looking for love, most girls are saying it. I need something different, tired of all these women complaining. And I can tell that you ain't from around here. You ready for me to give you what you want? I think you better chill for making my business to get it, so don't front like you don't see me. Girl, I know you see me, come on. It's getting hot and heavy. Girl, I know you ready, yeah.
Night, 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 making me crazy.
That was my man, Lucy, with Night Light.
And you know this. And you know, man.
The way they do that at radio. Now, Leo, we're going to definitely keep it real, keep it real, keep it all the way down like four flat tires. You already know this. We got that new Corey Fluke in the house. This track is called Forevermore. Real talk, world exclusive. Like I say before, man, if it's real, if it's trill, you're going to hear it live on Where They Do That at Radio. Now, fans, don't forget, you can hit us up at 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. Continue to vote for your favorite artist. All you got to do is just definitely leave your name, what you're requesting. Yo, let us know just how much you appreciate these artists doing what they do. And, yo, we'll keep them in the countdown and keep it going. This is my man, Corey Flute. The track is called Forevermore, world exclusive. And you are tuned in live to Where They Do That at Radio. Holla at your boy.
Change.
life. But they want me to meet that, and I want me to meet a change of my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your DJ.
Yo, and that's your boy J-Dawg holding it down. Real talk for all my G's are definitely tuning in, man. We had a wild one half of the beginning of the show. Man, for all y'all who don't know, man, so much stuff popping off. We got, I'm just saying, we got stuff popping off from, you know, from Reverend Eddie Long. You know what I'm saying? We got folks calling up folks, playing on their cell phone. You know what I'm saying? It's just, to me, man, today is one of them days, man, where you just got to just sit back and say, you know what? Hey, you know, it is what it is, but, yo, it's going to get better, but dang it, yo. Man, like, bro, we got to get it together, man. We just got to get it together.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this, but I'm going to get you high today because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Man, some folks just need a break. Some folks just need to just do what you do. I'm just saying, man, yo, get it together, black folks. Get it together. You already know what it is. Real talk, y'all already know what it is. But, yo, we ain't going to stop now. We just getting it crunk. Just getting it going on Where They Do To That Radio. It's all about the exclusive hits. You just heard from my man Corey Fluke, new joint off of his mixtape. You know what I'm saying? The track is definitely doing its thing. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, we ain't gonna stop now because we got another world exclusive from my man Big Goon. Real talk, definitely a name you're gonna hear a lot of. Yo, definitely making major waves in the industry doing this thing. Yo, mad shots out. Yo, to the whole Faces record, yo, doing they, man, my man, Mr. Riley, is definitely holding it down, doing his thing on Where They Do That at radio. Real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. The world exclusive joint we're talking about is called The Streets Ain't For Everybody. And that's a true statement. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you can look around in your hood and you can pretty much see who really don't belong, who ain't really supposed to be out there. Streets ain't for everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying, it is what it is. This my man, Big Goon. The track is called The Streets Ain't For Everybody, and you are tuned in live to Where They Do That At Radio. Holla at your boy.
He lost his life to the streets, just all for fame. These are never seen in streets, they end up.
talk. And you what you did live. That's my man Big. You are live. Ready, set, and free.
And you know this. And you know
man.
This.
Man.
And you know
man.
This.
Yo, keep it real. We gonna keep it real. We want the real G's to also call in, check in, press one on the dial, because you already know what it is. You already know what's happening. You already know how it goes down. Like I say before, man, a lot of stuff popping off. But, yo, we gonna rise above all of that, and we gonna keep it pushing. We gonna keep it moving, because you know what I'm saying? You got to turn them haters into yo motivators. Real talk, you already know it is. This is a little something right here today. Always when I hear this, it always lifts me up, you know what I'm saying, because it has allowed me to do just like, you know, just like what I just said. This is from my man Turk the Chef, you know what I'm saying. I made this my official ringtone. Yo, my motivation in the morning. The track is called High Above You Haters. Real talk, you already know what it is. You are tuned in live to Where They Do That at Radio, and this is how it goes down. Holla at your boy.
Thank you. with me, young Tona, big up, up here you can't breathe. I'm talking about being so high in the sky. I whisper my prayers to the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm heading to the top of mine.
Wow, baby, and my dog, Kilo, Switch the House, Subliminal, Bruce Valentine Remix, H-Time, baby, know I'm talking about Powwow, what it do? I'm out here in the streets, hustling and grinding, putting in this work to lift you up with platinum and diamonds, but you complaining and whining, steady listening to your friends, they get jealous cause they see you riding in big Benz. I'm on the mash all night, I'm on the grind all day, soon as I make a couple of dollars, I'll be on my way. I'm at the Switch the House, but baby, I'ma be home soon, so just keep waiting on the people champ up in your room and quit tripping, baby.
Before I knew you lied, I've always been right here, so don't you try to deny.
I'm riding through your city with the same contact. Yeah, I got the stack, came straight off the crack.
I'm a gangster, bitch. Won't you come and test that? I'm a gangster, bitch. Y'all gon' respect that.
I'm riding through your city with the same contact. Yeah, I got the stack, came straight off the crack.
I'm a gangster, bitch. Won't you come and test that? I'm a gangster, bitch. Y'all gon' respect that.
I'm a...
You got knocked the fuck out, man! Give me my goddamn money. The payback's a motherfucker, ain't it? Nigga.
Gotta keep your heat shit, nigga, what you know about it? Not a damn thing. Stay lit.
nigga, what you know about it?
Not a damn thing.
What you know about that street shit? Hustling just to eat shit, beat shit. Gotta keep your heat shit. Nigga, what you know about it?
Not a damn thing.
Say, nigga, what you know about it?
Not a damn thing.
Come take a trip to my city, let me show you how we play. Staff time where I stay, Georgia be the state. Gotta keep it 100, what you know about that day? Not a damn thing, all you know is BFA. What type of nigga told a pistol, knowing they won't spray? Where they do that there, in these streets, but I know next, better get your girl. Cause ain't nobody showing love, all these niggas showing balls. Ain't nothing but gangsters, folks, crips and blood. No boys, real niggas, killers and street thugs. Product of my environment, so please don't judge. Cause all that pointing your fingers are seriously bringing danger. And then any street ain't no sense of trying to claim them in the club. Throwing signs when you know you ain't a banger. When I'm brought up in the street, why you trying to be a gangster? Ain't a damn thing cool by living that life, nigga. So take your ass to school, but nigga, don't worry about that street. Hustling just to eat shit, beat shit. Gotta keep your heat shit. Nigga, what you know about it?
Not a damn thing.
Say, nigga, what you know about it?
Not a damn thing.
What you know about that street shit? Hustling just to eat shit, beat shit. Gotta keep your heat shit. Nigga, what you know about it?
Not a damn thing.
Say, nigga, what you know about it?
Not a damn thing.
Look. I'm getting sick and tired of all these studio niggas. Never in the streets, been in the booth, you killer. I ain't trying to be your dog, and I don't want to do no song. If you ain't talking about no money, then leave me the fuck alone. You got a trunk full of choppers, what type of shit is your own? You're wrong, you don't even own a gun of your own. Gosh, that's on deck, but I was asking for a loan. With all the 1,050 packs you say you had in your song. Blew some of that shit to try to get up on your dick. Oh, I forgot, you ain't got it, y'all niggas are true. Talk a lot of street shit, but you just run your look. You got dreads in your head and gold up under your look. I guess I'm supposed to think you thug and I will, but she ain't fooling me. If you don't mind, stop telling niggas that you cool with me. We went to school together and I sold some weed, but they don't see you the right to act like you know me. Know about that street shit. Hustling just to eat shit, be shit. Gotta keep your heat shit. Nigga, what you know about it?
Not a damn thing.
Say, nigga, what you know about it?
Not a damn thing.
What you know about that street shit? Hustlin' just to eat shit, be shit. Gotta keep your heat shit. Nigga, what you know about it?
Not a damn thing.
Say, nigga, what you know about it?
Not a damn thing.
Yo, you already know what it is. You are tuned in live to Where They Do To That Radio, featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame, the national artists that are changing the game. One line, one rhyme at a time. You already know. I'll let you fall.
Drama, they thought it was gonna be that easy. I don't think so. Welcome to North Carolina, where there's no light blue. Tight man. I got money to make. You think I want my mama crying front row of my way?
No.
I don't like the word murder. I'm just keeping it real. But now we're dealing with meals, nigga, not dollar bills. Get money, nigga, that club talk. Very personal, home. You got that little bodyguard, but I'ma catch you alone. Can't wait to see you cry with your lips on that chrome. Your little bitch so tight when blow. Nigga, you're wrong. This ain't rap beat. This call not believing in me. Pay back, I lay back and dissect this industry. Like the street chemist, jewelry connect, a street dentist. Have your whole mouth numb, nigga, don't be admitting. And I don't wanna make your family suffer. Stop hating. I deserve what I get. I've been patiently waiting. I'ma let the mixtape leak, courtesy of JG. Distributed by J-Ho and CP3. He can try if he won't, but he can't see me. And then so let's put up your money at the nearest BC. Welcome to North Carolina. There's no light blue. Where I be in Trayvon, that's with the Salem of you. Where they be on the 80s shit in the stick of the shoes. With a six shotter, four foes like Big Papa. Kick in your toes, Impala full of them choppers. It's over, nigga, fat lady singing, call it an opera. I came to make music, nigga, don't make me lose it. I got dreams and goals too.
fire six shots or only five. Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Yeah.
Kid Pan is the only person I know taking away the cloud of dust in a snowstorm.
Yo, it can't be right, I mean it can't be life. It can't be my destiny, I can't be nice. I can't be broke, my little niggas need shoes. I can't get locked, can't be those dudes.
Just
can't
get
back to hustling, can't come back. Cause if you catch a bullet, can't run from that. And if you get body, then you can't come back. And niggas crazy in the hood, so you gotta come strapped. Can't maintain, can't deal with the pain. Who's responsible for this, cause I can't be blamed. It's the government, it's the system. It's life, I can never be a victim. It's the knife that they feel when you sick them. I can't leave,
yeah.
I can't leave,
nah.
I can't lose, so I cope with the pen. Lula L, light it up, my nigga, blow it in the wind.
Kid Pan is the only person I know who can raise a cloud of dust in a snowstorm.
I came through the NFL, me might as well. I did a 96, shit didn't go well. I can't sell drugs again, niggas might tell. I pumped into my boss before I was overwhelmed. Can't pin holes no more, wifey don't drip. A sharpshooter with army guns, I could get hit. Can't lie to moms, nigga, she ain't having it. The only one that was down, she problems on some shit. I came through powder, can't pop X, hurt niggas die from it, nah, I can't risk that. Can't be the woman, man, nigga, never that. You hit me first, though, you might get slapped. No stop beer, can't do chrome. Wall start moving, man, I might go through. Can't stop spitting, homie, what am I to do? See me and the little homie rip your whole damn crew. This is true.
When they got everybody on their hands and knees, and they ain't gon' leave until they find them kids.
Now if Dirty Bill Clinton fronted me some weight, told me keep two, bring him back eight, and I only brought him five and stuck his ass for three. Do you think that clamp of the sickest goons on me? See, Martell Hall, that's my claim to fame. That's where I learned my sickest tricks in the dope gang. Like my face, I call it lemon head delight. When you lick off all the yellow and you sell the white.
Right, well, if pimpin' be his pussy, I be being that wide receiver. That nigga to be IG will make y'all niggas believe. Sippin' on Quavo Gold, off in the club, drunk as fuck. Callin' them hoes bitches and smoking my weed up. When I'm too sober, yeah, older, now I'm almost legal. Wanted to live the life of Cadillacs and Polars and Regals. Fucking around with hoes, bustin' nuts in their mouth. Speaking that same stuff, the slang, looking for love off in your jaw, homie.
How to get you hype, reefer makes you calm. Cigarette give you cancer, when wolves make you dumb. What you think is so
about the dirty style.
When I got grown, that some peewee sacks have been untook this town. See, life's a bitch, then you figure out why you really got dropped in the dirty side. See, in the third grade, this is what you told. You was bold, you was sold. Now they saying juice left some head crack. I bet you Jed Clampy wanted money back. See, he's going Atlanta through this roadblock. Some of all this low traffic got to stop. So the big time players all jump Freeman way. Had to find themselves another back street to take. Cause back in the day, we was out of control. We didn't understand all, nigga, that money ain't Joe. That's when me and Big Slate took a oath and swear. Never would we talk, never would we tell. So when they pulled up, bump and rock the bell, we took what we wanted and left them quiet as hell. Niggas know about the dirty side.
Niggas know about the dirty side.
Kill Paula, that Miss Ashley said it didn't get trapped. Behind the black, behind the green, behind the red tent. Dealers breaking off that floor for the wood chips. A lot of faces ain't around, a lot of folks got shot. Scatter Mac dropping cheese while that Kristoff pop. Been on the ground with Cool Breeze, dropping pounds of beat. Eric Neal is the coolest from a century. Mac Town keeps growing old school like Charles. Stankin' like them Lakers and P. My Paul. Perry holds the herd of homes, all the homes. Had a bit of pool creek, shit.
shit, just don't sleep in the dirty side.
Two, three,
dirty red dogs coming at you, dog. Everybody on their hands and knees till they get them keys.
Who
make you dumb? Y'all know what it is. You are tuned
Swallow it. You see me in the purple Chevy, nigga, just follow it. It's good game in it, and it's 22s on it. Stop fucking with niggas that's acting like they really don't want it. So race at your own race, follow your own pace. When niggas get shot, just so you can get your own taste. It's all kinds of obstacles, they keep fans watching you. You can't buy or sell, that's when they popping you. They keep informants on tack, know what you copping, dude. So let the Chevys come out and let you ride too.
The hard times, we grind, we shine, we sell, baby, yeah.
By my side, but my mama raised me well, told me always have pride. I never strive when people try to push me aside. I kept my head from falling off, even through these hard times. The struggle to grind, that's always been the earth's lifeline. You cross mine and you wanna find yourself in the bind. Laying in pine, I know it's gonna become my time, but I ain't trying to let that run around up in my mind. Fulfill my dreams, just trying to see what it's gonna bring, but that didn't happen. That's why I started writing and rapping. Why big beats change for the world, makes it hard to see. That's why we gotta keep a gun with the beat.
Make way for young ball, dude move back, cause dude packing the beat to remove two shacks, keep his quarters in. Jimmy Choo-choos, now who's that? Dynasty for life, y'all know what's good. Middle fingers how we throw up our hood. Bone crushes ready, eating wimps for dinner. Them bullets, blood suckers like a 10%er. Man, crooked bomb first, boy, please do not diss. 9 years later, I'm still on some pop-ish. Got my own label, it's Pop Chris. I'm feeling like Dre at Survivor Wars. Can't nobody stop this.
Yeah, I'm two-stepping with your freak, y'all. We in the club 20 deep, y'all. Everybody on the streets know. Deep with us, homie, my deep ball.
Ground, pay your rent, girl. Do the freak to the beat, pay your rent, girl. Let's dance that man, pay your rent, girl.
Yeah, Long Beach got nothing to hide. East side 562, I say it with pride. Chicks see to see a lesson to get inside. I use my cars to get broads, I pimp my ride. Nigga, black Mercedes packed with ladies. That they crazy asses is asking to have my baby. Rappers lately acting shady. Have me clap 380. Your backwards cats amaze me. Nope, I don't feel you fast. Money in the safe, but I gotta fill new bags. I don't feel too bad. Got beef holler. Put money on your hand like a dollar bill do rag.
Yeah, I'm two-stepping with your freak, y'all. We in the club 20 deep, y'all. Everybody on the streets know. Deep with us, homie, my heat gone.
okay. We feel you, yo. That's what's up. That's what's happening. You are tuned in live to Where They Do That at Radio, the urban experience like never before. We are taking you on a ride on the wild side. Now, real talk, like I said before, man, we had a first crazy 1.5 of the show. But, yo, that's how it goes down on Where They Do That at Radio, man. The real recognize the real. And the rest is history. For all y'all know, we will be back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time, getting it on. But, yo, you can still call in, check in, get your shout out on, because it's just us. Don't be scared. It's just us and 22 million other fans that want to know where you doing it at. Like I said before, man, all I'm saying is, yo, I apologize if I said anything that might offend any of the listeners that's on Where They Do That Radio. But, yo, I just felt like speaking my mind pretty much in terms of just how it goes down. I mean, a lot of crazy stuff popping off. Keep in mind, I don't write this stuff. I just read it. Real talk, that's what's up, and that is the business. Real talk, that's what's up. That is what's happening now. For all y'all who do not know, it goes down every night from 9 to 11. Starting tomorrow, officially starts our weekend. So we'll be on from 9 till 1 in the morning. Yo, we are on the eve of the top 30 most requested artists on Where They Do That Radio. So fans, keep calling in, doing what you do, so you can definitely get your, you know what I'm saying, represent Where They Do That to the fullest. You know what I'm trying to say. You know what the business is. We want to make sure that everybody understands on Where They Do That at Radio. You understand that it's all about the urban experience. It's all about the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. One line, one rhyme at a time. Real talk, that's what's up, and that is what's happening. Again, fans, you can hit us up at 1-888-826-9327, extension 17303. You know what I'm saying? To continue to vote for your favorite artist, because without y'all, it would not be no us. So, you know what I'm saying? This is the reason why we are the fastest growing venue in the game today. Numbers don't lie. We have over 251 episodes under our belt, and it's because of you guys cranking it out, cranking it up. Excuse me. Doing what you do, letting the world know what you're doing it at. On Where They Do That at Radio. And like I said before, it is what it is, man. Mad shouts out. Congratulations to all of the artists who are doing their thing, representing this thing to the fullest on Where They Do That at Radio. Man, I think I'm losing my voice again, but it's okay. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? I am not even worried about it because, you know what I'm saying, yo, real recognize real, and that is the business. Yo, real talk is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time, letting everybody know how it goes down and where, excuse me, they do that radio. Real talk, that's what's up. That is what's happening.
Rep, where you from? 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 everybody going ham. Zone 6, City Cater, where I went to school. Where real gangsters slap a nigga, yeah, we ain't the fool. Where them other gangster niggas be down the ride. Where real bitches say he trill, be right by their side. Where it goes down every night, I hit the club. Prime time, VIP, we gon' get the world. Count the road, Linwood, it's the place to be. Top the Cal Mall, you can find where I be. The whole east side of Atlanta, it be going down. Gucci man, that nigga better ask around. We don't play no games over here, though. Real goons got them choppers and we let them go. Better pay close attention to what I say. I know where I'm from, I run that shit every day.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Real talk, we'll be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time. You know how it goes down. You are locked in live to Where They Do That At Radio. Until tomorrow, you know what you got to do. Holla at your boy.